For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The Greatest Generation is a well-known name for the men who won World War II and saved the world from tyranny. One of those heroes was Moffett Burress of Columbia, who died January 4th. After 40 years of silence on his war service, he told his stories to his children. He ended up authoring a memoir called Strike and Hold. As Burress recalled in 2016, his experience at Anzio, Italy, illustrated the huge casualties suffered by many units, including his command of 129 men.
The German Armored Division made a counterattack, and the British that we were backing up took off like ruptured ducks. And all that was left was my battalion, which is 500 men. And we said, well, we're not going anywhere, we're staying here. After a week of fighting Tiger tanks, we stopped them, and my company was then 13 men instead of 129.
Burress also parachuted into Holland as a company commander in Operation Market Garden, a failed attempt to capture a series of bridges leading toward Germany. Landing near the town of Nijmegen, Burress and his men were forced to cross a river in rickety boats in order to get to the bridge they were to capture. Unfortunately, an enemy 20-millimeter machine gun opened fire.
It just ripped those boats apart. And my boat had 15 men. Three were killed, seven were wounded. One sitting right next to me had his head blown off, and I caught some of the shrapnel in my shoulder and back. We had 26 boats. 11 of them made it across the river.
Military historian Jack Meyer has studied Operation Market Garden. He said one reason it failed was because the British generals rushed the plan into action without thinking it through.
For D-Day, it took them 6 months to plan that operation. And they went over every detail in excruciating detail and planned it. They'd spent 7 days planning this one, and besides that, they wouldn't listen to some of the warning signs that they were hearing.
Burress and his men did capture their end of the bridge as they were assigned. He said he wanted to push on to rescue the British paratroopers at the next town, Arnhem. But a German gun stymied a group of British tanks whose captain would not move without orders, even after Burress offered to accompany them with his own men.
I said, get this tank moving. Can't go without orders. I cocked my Tommy gun and put it to his head. I said, get this tank moving or I'll blow your head off. He ducks down in the tank, closes the hatch, and I can't get to him. Two tanks sat there all night, and during the night, the British paratroopers were all captured.
Meyer said two things resulted from the failure of Operation Market Garden.
First of all, there was a German army trapped near Dieppe in that area, which was allowed to escape. And secondly, it caused a tremendous number of casualties, and it was a setback in the active prosecution of the war. I won't say it prolonged the war, but it didn't shorten it like they were hoping it would.
Burress repeated his parachute jump into Holland on the 50th anniversary of Market Garden, and also several years ago on his 90th birthday. He said it was
piece of cake. Nothing to it.
Burress wanted to jump again on his 97th birthday, but the hero said his children wouldn't let him. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.